As introduced, my talk is the controlled release chlorine dioxide is a gaseous type. And the research is mostly done by Xu Xiusheng, then myself, Liz Baldwin, and Plato, Chris Ferenc in USDA, ARS Fort Pierce, Florida, Yaguan Luo, Bin Zhou from the Food Safety Laboratory, Brazil, and Mark Rittner from University of Florida. What is chlorine dioxide? As you see, the molecular one chlorine and two oxygens. The structure is a very strong oxidation ability, and boiling point 11 degrees C. It means at all for our storage condition, it is gas. And this gas is not only gas, the molecule basically is yellow-green gas, yellow-green color. Therefore, it means it's easy to measure the concentration by a photometric device. But practically, it's quite difficult because it's very active. And the last point is water soluble. Here I give you a Henry's law constant, K value 1. Also, I want to point it's 8 gram per liter water, okay, solubility. But it's compared to other where non-sanitizers, for example, hydrogen peroxide, it's 100 solvent of the Henry's law K value, and PAA is 750. It means all of them, almost all the time, it's in aqueous solution situation. And you, another side is oxygen, 0.001, the ozone 0.01, and carbon dioxide, even this one, much easier to in water, but it's still 0.03. It means they are almost all time in gas situation. Only one, this here I listed, is sulfur dioxide. The K value 1.2, very close to chlorine dioxide. It's a gas, but it's really easy to into water solution. And here's how control release chlorine dioxide work. Here in this picture, there I have a lot of green small spots. It represent chlorine dioxide. It's gas. The first, because it's gas, therefore it can easy to distribute to anywhere to cure microorganisms. The second, it's excellent water solubility, make it even can go to the water drop. Therefore, you can cure the even you have water, you can cure the microorganisms. The third is maybe the most important one. It's penetrated biofilms. As you know, the most of the sanitation problem, the challenge is you cannot cure the microorganisms going through the biofilm, which was formed by the microorganisms themselves, protect their life. And here, pros and cons of chlorine dioxide. Some of my slides will be not only gas, also include the liquid type, but it's here it's overall, it's ecologically friendly yet powerful oxidizer and rapidly cure a wide range of organisms and highly effective at low concentration even lower than 1 ppm. with salt contact time. And no formation of THMs, it's very often mentioned, it's organic matter in the washing system, always cause this reaction, but for chlorine dioxide, it's less of this problem. And not pH dependent, and no reaction with ammonia. Disadvantages, volatile, of course, also have a typical chlorine, any chlorine-related, flavor. Complicated method of on-site generation required. For most of our research, we use controlled release. This is not a problem. But at high concentrations, corrosive. Here is a general comparison. It's not really for gases versus aqueous, but it's overall chlorine dioxide compared to other generally used sanitizers, mostly often used chlorine water. It's the best thing, it's cheap. But it's of other feature, for example, microbial range, speed of cure, pH tolerance, non-corrosive, and environmental impact. It's chlorine dioxide all better. And how chlorine dioxide work? Here's many of the chlorine and ozone may be similar, but it's here anyway, just mention that it's oxidation of DNA and RNA, inhibition of protein synthesis, oxidation of protein and amino acid, and one of the most important maybe it's the cell membrane break the cell membrane. And here's the basic the influence, how the environment influence, also it's a concentration influence. As you know, the higher concentration is more effective to cure the microorganisms. pH, it's relative humidity, usually higher humidity is better effect, and temperature is a higher temperature, slightly better. And contact time, it's shorter than 20 minutes, it's have a lot of layers, but after 20 minutes, that basically is a longer contact time, you cure better. And here is a list of some publications showed that it's even low at 0.03 milligram per liter can cure 3 logs of reduction of the E. coli. And here the right side I have a 6.45, it's a log reduction, it's at 1.24 milligram per liter. Here is from literature. And here is what we used. And we used it's a kerosene called from Warrior Water Technologies. The type is a gel or solid, like a powder, or you have slurry. These release chlorine dioxide slowly, but have a different rate. After that, we wrap that with the semi-permeable film that it further controls the release speed. Then after that, we have a cosmetic wrap with the mirror cloth. Then we attach that to orange box or a clamshell. This is one result from inoculated salmonella, as you can expect it, control had a high the population, and single, even the double, it's just dose we find useful, had a significant reduction of salmonella. Here is blueberry with E. coli, and right side is blue mold and green mold, and both have significant reduction. Here it's non-inoculation but natural decay, and with chlorine dioxide, sachet or packet had a significant reduce of decay. And here's for plant physiologically or food quality, what changes here is firmness. Interestingly, as chlorine dioxide all reduce the firmness loss. Also, it did not show here, but it also reduced the water loss. And here, it's we know that chlorine dioxide, here I have a yellow circle, there's a short that the stem scar had its major place to release water. And there also it's here we have microorganisms destroy the skin, especially in the scar area. Here is our expectation. And chlorine dioxide kills microorganisms and protects the fruit surface integrity. And here is the strawberry, very interesting phenomenon. When the picture top is the chlorine dioxide, you can see the calyx get lost a lot of water, get dry, and bottom is the non-chlorine dioxide control. You can have a normal calyx. I thought in the beginning, lost a lot of water because of chlorine dioxide. But opposite, the result is, when you calculate the result, it's control lost more water, and chlorine dioxide lost less water. What is the reason? Does chlorine dioxide induce stomata closing as carbon dioxide does? We have a student did some research. It's not very clear, but seems to have that phenomenon. But later on, we find that maybe the major one, does chlorine dioxide reduce water loss by killing the calyx? Because calyx is a major way to release water. Later on, we try to do one experiment, but it's our material is not good. But this one we need to confirm. Okay, 2 minutes. Okay, we'll be finished soon. Then we did one of the grapefruit. Here it's a big box, and very interesting. The chlorine dioxide treated fruit had more juiciness for a panel test and better overall quality. In the beginning, we thought maybe it's because of less decay, we thought maybe some less moldy flavor, but it's not. Moldy flavor is less important, most juiciness. We don't know why. And here, of course, if we have concentration always a problem. If you have too less, the concentration too low, you're not work. If you come to some point, you can cause the phytotoxicity. It's always the fastest challenge. And the regulation of food industry, here acres have quite a few regulations, 200 ppm, very useful, but it's not for fruit wash, only for equipment. And otherwise, less than 5 ppm. We have a scientist from UF published it's talk, it's FSHS, Florida Horticultural Society, and taught that 5 ppm really is not really effective compared to 70 ppm of the chlorine water. But we did not do any of the aqueous chlorine dioxide work. But for gases, chlorine dioxide, and they have very little information available. It's what we need to, and mostly for industry, need to clear their regulation issue. And here you can see the left side green color of the water in chlorine dioxide. And here it's the calyx dry. And a conclusion. Chlorine dioxide is an ideal biocide. Reduce decay, decrease water loss, increase firmness, maintains physicochemical properties and taste. And limitation, regulation issue need to be, and another phytotoxicity. Thanks.